Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
Hello there.
What was that?
That was
Are you a little Obi-Wan, are you?
Yeah, Obi-Wan.
Wow.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I've been watching Clone Wars, just got up to the part where he talked about how he's fucked that Duchess chick. And it's like, bro, all the Jedi are like virgins, but not Obi-Wan.
And not Anakin.
Well, obviously. No, bro, he's obviously a Sith. Sith get pussy, man. Dooku loves that, bro. Yeah. I don't know. Jedi seem kind of boring.
They do seem kind of boring.
Because, bro, what's like life without sex? Like, that's mentality right there.
Like, bro, like, it's not
even worth irony. It's irony, you twit.
Not even worth living at that point. Like,
yeah, fucking hell, mate.
We're so superficial.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Ben.
Tell me a tale.
A tale.
I want to know a story champions? Before we talk about a bloody story. You know what I'm saying? Because what a story we watched Life of Pi today.
We watched Life of Pi today. Yes.
Life of Pi.
But do you want a story first?
I want you to tell me something, and I want to be enlightened.
Well, I don't have much to talk about.
You're bare to the bone.
But I've been
black bedded.
I've been playing a bit of War Thunder lately.
Fuck off. No one gives a shit about that.
No, it's fantastic. I've been tanking it. Going wild.
So, like, who's getting the COD beta? Am I right, guys? It's ended. No, I will say,
I'm excited for the new Call of Duty. I'm going to get it.
I loved the part in Life of Pi where he
played
Call of Duty.
Where he plays MW2.
And he drops in for a Shepherd. Search and destroy, and it's him and Richard Parker going at it, just fighting.
Killing General Shepherd.
Yeah.
Oh, what about when they play MW3 and they kill Makarov?
That was insane.
Oh, bro. The MW2 scene with the airport? Wild. Yeah.
Where his mum and ghost dies? That was so sad.
Yeah, that was crazy, bro.
I shouldn't have told you about how I was driving home and there was a storm behind me and I had Freebird playing in my car, because that would have been a great story.
Why don't you tell the viewers, because this is actually an awesome story.
Well, yesterday there was a giant...
Sorry, I said viewers, listeners.
They're viewing. They're viewing something, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Or just eternal darkness.
Which is fine as well. That's actually preferable. Anyways, continue.
There was a huge storm on the horizon and the boss was like, bruh, you should go. Like, there's nothing more for you to do.
And just fuck off, go.
Like, I better beat the storm. As I was driving home, it's like, I better put Freebird on because that's the only way.
Yeah, of course.
And I got to the slow bit, and then as soon as the guitar solo started, I was like, oh shit, I'm only like a minute from home. So then I took a like right turn and just like drove around like the whole suburbs so that I could get the whole song out. Yeah. And it was the storm to the left of me, lightning going down, jet black clouds, purple lightning, Freebird solo playing.
Damn, that's
a badass thing.
That sounds like a bit of a cinematic moment.
I wasn't even paying attention to the road. I almost feel bad for running over those kids. Like,
Wednesday afternoon.
When Freebird's playing.
It was Wednesday.
Yeah, when Freebird's playing, though, whatever's on the road is irrelevant. Give me a synopsis on Life of Pi.
I absolutely will. And it starts off a little bit like this. Pi Patel finds a way to survive in a lifeboat that is adrift in the middle of nowhere.
Well, not the middle of nowhere, it's the Pacific.
His fight against the odds is heightened by the company of a hyena and a male Bengal tiger. Look, that leaves out a bit of information in that. That's actually kind of a bad synopsis.
I feel like you say this every week. Okay, that was a bad synopsis.
It was a bad synopsis. You know, what is the plural of synopsis? Synopi?
Yeah.
Synopsy?
Yeah. That sounds
kind of right.
Synopsis is...
I think that's it.
That's it, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, that's true.
Well, I just want to say straight off the bat that the acting in this movie was incredible.
Phenomenal.
Wow. Like... Wow. Anyone who's watched MasterChef, the new stuff,
Suraj Sharma, awesome. Yeah. Also, Adult Pie, rest in peace, Irfan Khan. Wait, yeah, he's passed away, bro. 2020. No. Yeah. I actually didn't know this till I looked at Letterboxd and someone said, "Oh, I love you, bro." And
no,
I
was like, way.
No, that he couldn't have passed away.
What?
I don't know how he passed away. I probably should have checked that before starting the pod.
He has passed away.
Yeah, that's what I just said. This guy. Yeah. This guy. Come on.
Bro, no, I'm in shock. Oh, wow. Right
that
now.
Was four actors who played Pi. There was four Pies.
There was four Pies, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck? Are you serious?
I'm serious.
I'm looking at it right now and finding it hard to believe. He was young, too.
Yeah, he was young.
Damn, rest in peace, man. That honestly, his acting was really emotional.
Yeah.
He knows exactly how to... Well, he did know exactly how to tell a story. That was beautiful.
Probably his best movie was Jurassic World.
Jurassic World? Ah, shit.
Damn, he's done some cool shit. Everyone look at his Letterboxd one day. It's actually quite nice.
He's actually pretty impressive. Like, he's got a very...
You say that as if you're surprised, Scott.
No, but like, I'm just... Man, I'm actually a little bit in shock.
Yeah.
This is
But the acting
sad.
Was... I felt like, if we're going to talk about Afan, Adult Pie...
Yes.
Him and the journo, whatever, or the writer, their conversation just felt so natural and real.
Exactly.
Didn't feel at all like a movie.
Didn't feel over-dramatized or anything like that. It was...
No, I feel like that's how someone would actually be.
Yeah, there was a real level of intimacy there. It's just like two guys just sharing a story and just getting to know each other. It was just, really heartfelt, I would say.
I think as well, I liked it that they hammered him down at the start.
Yep.
And took a massive break from him and then gone back into it.
Yeah.
That was good. Because if he kept popping up throughout the whole thing...
It would have, distracted you from what's actually happening. You would have been less connected to young teenage Pie's story.
Teenage.
Teenigel.
That's...
Yeah, but you would have been distracted by T-Nudge.
Yeah, you've thrown me off.
Damn, we're having like an emotional moment just said.
Then you wouldn't be able to see as much cool sea shots.
Yeah, sea shots.
I think I'm just going to go straight into the meat and potatoes
here.
Oh,
yeah.
I've got an essay here. I've got an essay, so...
Hit me with it.
Royal music, please.
Royal.
This is what I think the message of the movie is. The message of this movie is to always have something to care for and hold on to. We can't go through this life on our own, otherwise we are just drifting in an empty sea. So we need someone or something to give us purpose. Whoa. For Pi, Richard Parker was his purpose during his boat time. However, overall, his religion is what keeps him grounded and forever with purpose.
Bro, that...
Thank you so much. Thank you. I shit you not, I didn't steal that from anywhere. That was all from my mind, straight from BC.
No, we got to stop calling content like art content, because that was art what you've just written right there.
Bro, art imitates life.
Yeah. Oh, like, no, yeah. Hit me.
That quote, original from BC. From the heart, brother.
The Curly Charlesworth coming in hot.
H-E-A-R.
Red hot.
T.
Wait, what?
I spelt heart, but I fucked it up. H-A-A-R-T.
Wow, but I completely agree with that statement, man. It's like the survival aspect, obviously physically he was taking care of Richard Parker and that was what was keeping him going, like to keep his mind off boredom and stuff and to give him purpose, like you said. But the thing about religion, whether you agree with the idea or not, it's actually such an important part of humanity, because having faith in something that gives you hope for a better future is what gives us the will to keep going.
Yeah,
it's honestly, I wrote something in my notes that Pi would be a great Green Lantern, because he actually would, because he's got the will of a madman.
He just keeps making a green Richard Parker 24/7.
Yeah. He could have just
the Justice League, like, bro, could you at least do something cool? Like, no, I need my green Richard Parker.
But that's the thing,
though.
We're
going to fight Starro.
Damn, these DC references are getting hot.
Deep.
Steamy. But yeah, whether you agree with it or not, religion is such an important theme in this movie especially, and it really reflects on how the strongest of humanity keep going and fight through the toughest of times. You can see a lot of similarities, like with soldiers in World War One and Two, and every war ever. You know, you hear a lot of stories of how the religion kept them going and mentally healthy.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
You can't be not scarred by these traumatic events.
No, he was definitely scarred, but it kept, I think as well, caring. Well, he said the exact words. He said, caring for Richard Parker is, sorry,
yeah,
I was okay. Pulling the cord. And Scott,
but caring for Richard
Scott
Parker.
Scott got angry at me. Yeah. He gave me a stern look.
I was like, don't touch it.
I was just playing with it.
Your headphone cable. Continue. So,
caring for Richard Parker is what kept him sane, kept him going, basically.
Yes.
I know he said those exact words, you know. That's what...
To purpose.
Threw him off. Yeah. To purpose.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's the original synopsis.
Dude, wow. I just...
But yeah, that's my... That's my essay.
You have dove.
Essay.
Dove is a word, isn't it? Or is it dive? You've dived? Dived.
Dove. Dove.
You've diven.
We're sponsored by Dove. Dove soap.
Soap.
Mm.
Keeps you clean and keeps you not green.
Keeps you warm in the winter.
Keeps you cool in the summer.
Keeps the taxes down during tax time.
And keeps your bottom clean too.
You bet your bottom dollar.
Cheeks.
yeah, I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool. I just liked that whole hidden message that wasn't really hidden.
Yeah.
Because if I could find it, then it wasn't hidden.
Yeah, that's right. I think this movie overall is a really great display of perseverance and strength, mental strength.
Mm.
Basically, another moral of the story is... always learn survival skills just in case you get stranded on a boat.
Yeah,
with a Bengal tiger.
Exactly.
It's actually incredible. Is this story isn't real, obviously, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen anything.
I think it's obviously fiction, but it's honestly the way it's told really convinces you.
Is Life of Pi a true story? Was Life of Pi? Wanted the movie adaptation to have depth and realism, so reportedly consulted with a real-life shipwrecker survivor, Stephen Callahan, who spent 76 days on a life raft. So, no, it's not...
The animal stuff is added in.
Yeah, the novel's purely fictional, but Ang Lee wanted to make it a bit more real.
Yeah,
Getting like an actual survivor to produce the film as well.
He definitely succeeded in that because there are a lot of moments where, you know, you would ponder questions of, you know, how do you get fresh water? Or, oh, thank God, there's actually food on this boat that I can use, but what if I lose it?
Yeah.
And there was like a lot of, I would say Pi had a lot of good luck in this.
Nozzle skill.
That skill, but that's the thing. Like, that was that religious sort of aspect as well. Like, you could say it's luck, or you could say it's the work of God.
I think what he needed to do was probably check the radar more.
Check his iPhone. For the storms.
What would you have done differently, you reckon?
Dude, honestly, I wouldn't have made it past the first day. I'm telling you now.
I think he was stupid. I just would have swam till shore.
Yeah, it's not that far, dude. Didn't that person swim across, you know, between France and Britain that time?
Or yeah, a few people had done that. Yeah, they do that. Some chick and some dude.
Yeah.
They did it together maybe or separately. Like, bro, that's like
yeah,
so...
Yeah, just swim. Just get good.
Exactly. Like, be like your jacked uncle. Yeah. He could have made it. He was probably swimming around the entire globe the whole time.
He could have saved Pi.
Where the fuck is this Pi boy?
He was like, no, Pi needs to learn to swim himself. Oh my God, connective moment right there.
Mm.
That's foreshadowing for the rest of the film. Getting thrown back into the pool.
Oh!
That's like...
His uncle's like the storm.
Yeah, he is the storm and he's like, no, you need to learn to survive yourself. Nobody's going to pull you through this life. You need to do it yourself.
He's like the storm, and like Pi is like, because he didn't pay for the battle pass, so he's getting thrown back in with all the other noobs, and he has to fight his way back to find enough money to pay for the next season's battle pass. Bro, that is so deep. That is beautiful.
Oh, it's poetry right there. That's crazy.
I can't wait for Pi Patel to be in full at night.
With the skin. Pi skin.
Bro, I'm playing as Richard Parker.
Just imagine Richard Parker. Like, you don't walk on all fours. It's like, I'm just on the hind legs.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just oddly, like, I don't know. That's so fucked.
Richard Parker.
God damn. Why do you have to do that? Why do you have to go there?
I'd be like, haha, pissing.
Pissing. All right, speaking of pissing, Pi's childhood, like that whole scene, well, the whole arc, I would say, the childhood arc.
Yeah.
Really wholesome.
Relatable for you. You used to get made fun of for your name.
For pissing?
No, if your name's Scott. Oh, yeah. Just say some shit.
Scott no friends. Okay. Oh, Scotty too hotty. Oh, you got too many bitches.
Not the first time I bloody heard that.
I was talking about the first thing I said, Scott no friends.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go true. And cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After the podcast, yeah, loser.
Because we have a job to do.
Exactly. We have to provide to the people.
Entertainment.
And we love you people listening.
Pi's childhood was so wholesome. It was the root of him overcoming issues. It was like, I don't know. You saw the greatest development of his character, like when he was discovering all the different religions.
Mm.
And how his father taught him the lesson of choosing his own path, and his mother taught him the lesson of compassion.
Yeah.
And that connected together was the root of his survival as well. Combined with the religion in the end.
Cared for Richard Parker.
Yes.
Chose his own path by leaving the island as
the
well.
The two things you explained in your analysis is the mother and the father symbolized.
Whoa.
Dude. We're getting deep as the Mariana Trench right now.
I am so deep right now. I'm so fucking... I'm like raw dogging this whole lore shit, man. This whole theorizing.
This is wild.
Oh, analysis?
Yeah. Hey, that dance scene, they had some moves. I would like to learn those moves.
I'd like to learn that drum.
Yeah. There were some mad beats. Pi was a good musician, actually.
He was.
He had some beat skills.
He did have some beat skills.
How would you think Pi would go in the modern day of beat making? I reckon he would claim those millions.
Yeah. I reckon he'd be in that Netflix movie Beats, and yeah, instead of that other guy, it'd be Pi Patel. Maybe he'll be in Beats too, and it'll be about Pi Patel. An alternative version. Now, I was confused though. Okay, actually, I liked it about his childhood, how as well he wasn't just he got teased a bit.
Yeah.
But he wasn't fully bullied by the end because he, like, clutched up, was like, nah, fuck this shit. I'm changing my name.
That's right. He took ownership of his name.
Yeah, and I like a movie sometimes. It's just, I've seen bullied people so much. And, like, he's like, yeah.
It's such a
It's fun to watch, but yeah, sometimes it's like, all right, seen enough of this. I know how it's done. I've done it in real life. Now I want to see what the actual kids are like. No. Like with the kids like me, like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, come on. Like the strong jocks, like that's me.
But like the way that he took ownership of his name was so genius, and he found the class in the air. Like he kept trying. Like the perseverance is shown again. He tries and tries through every single class he has in that day. Finally, he gets to his maths class and wins over the hearts of all the kids in the class.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, I'm
pissing right now.
I'm Megamind right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No pissing in the playground.
No pissing over here. We are pissing numbers on this
bitch.
This chalkboard. Fuck. Oh, that could have been so much smoother.
Where he's pissing on all those kids. Fuck you. I had a question though, and I want you to answer it, please.
I'll decide whether I want to answer this question or not.
All right. Young Pi, around yay 11, yay 12 sort of age. He was Hindu from his mother.
Yes.
Christian from that holy water.
Yes.
Where the fuck was the Muslim from? Because I thought his dad was atheist.
His dad was atheist. No, but he just discovered the Muslim Islam. He just discovered Islam.
But when did he do that?
When he was young. He just found...
Did we see that?
Yeah. Remember he came across the church and then they were like
preaching. Oh, that was the Islam one. Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
And then he started practicing.
Forgot that.
Yeah.
Here we go.
See, and that's what was he saying about religion as well? Because, like,
there's so many.
It was like it's a room with many doors or something like that.
Yeah, he said it's a room with many doors, and he said, "Don't you doubt it though?" And then he's like, "Doubt keeps me something, keeps me going in the night." He said something cool about doubt. I was like, "Whoa, yeah, that's fucking beautiful." And then we've just butchered his quote.
We've just wrecked it.
Yeah,
but that I thought that was a really. It was a nice connectivity between all religions. You know, they all serve the same purpose of, you know, worship and faith in something of a higher power. I think that's the most important thing if we're going to, like, have a bit of a, you know, side conversation here is, you know, the main thing about religion is the values that it gives to people. And the good things that it teaches, the ways it teaches people how to be a better person.
Christian, Buddhist, Hindu, every Muslim, Flying Spaghetti Monster, any of these religions.
Yeah, word.
Yeah, word. That's our one, last one.
Yeah.
You're a Scientologist, though, aren't you?
Don't you dare put me in that bag.
You believe in Xenu.
Xenu! Shout out to my boy who threw the souls in the volcano.
Bro, hit me with a point. Throw a soul at me.
Oh, I can throw some souls at you. The visual effects overall, I think, have aged magnificently.
They were beautiful.
There was a couple of green screen moments that I thought were a little bit iffy. A
couple of GS moments, like where?
Oh, just, you know, when the reporter and him were talking, I could tell the green screen, like, they weren't actually sitting in the room a couple of times.
Which room?
His living room. There was a couple of times when they had a green screen in there instead.
I didn't see that.
Oh, maybe it. Maybe I'm just, you know, looking for these things.
I don't know if you're looking at all. Maybe you're looking wrong. Damn. You're wrongly looking.
You've got me questioning over here. But I think overall, like this, at this point in visual effects, we're post Avatar by like 3 years, right?
Yeah.
2009.
12. This is 12. Like, Avatar was 9.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we're at a point where visual effects are getting to do some really great things. And this really shows, especially with Richard Parker.
Yeah, this movie was so nice. Richard Parker looked great.
I think he was the best looking animal out of everyone. Mm-hmm. They put the most money into him for sure.
I mean, obviously. What if they put it all into bloody orange juice. The orangutan?
Oh, poor orange juice.
OJ just got fucked up.
She just got chokeslammed.
Fuck you. Me and RP are gonna get out of here, man.
Getting that RP.
Bro, me and RP. Yeah, get that RP. Richard Parker's now in GTA, motherfucker. Richard Parker on an oppressor. Fuck yeah.
That is a scare. That's the single scariest thing I've ever visualized.
Imagine just like Pied's like at you're he's in your turned terabyte. 80.
You're like you're driving your terabyte.
He's turned like 80 and he's sitting on his veranda. And he's like, oh man, he's just reminiscing. Like the journalist has done his book like 30 years ago. He's like, wow, life's been pretty good. And then Richard Parker comes on a fucking oppressor and just blows him up. Fuck you, Pied Patel.
You didn't look at me. You looked at my ass.
God, how nice was Richard Parker's ass, brother?
that Bengal tiger bottom. You know what? His
BTB.
His eyes were so beautiful. Like,
mate, like I don't condone what you're about to say. No. I don't think the listeners will either.
No, I mean, the visual effects...
Just tread lightly, mister. They're nice.
I do not condone that either.
Just before you say anything, your next words
will
need
define...
to be very, very thought through. Please go.
The visual effects artist did a magnificent job with capturing the soul of Richard Parker through his eyes.
It's a little bit shady, but I'll allow it. I don't know about the listeners. If you want to cancel Scott, I'd be all for it.
Look, you know what? At this point, I'm ready to be.
Yeah, bro. We've had a career for so long that we're ready to get cancelled.
We've had
now.
A career for like, what, a couple of months?
It's not even a career, unless you're making
that's
money.
That's a long time. That's a long time on the internet.
Does it count as a career if you're not making money?
Who will make it? We'll make it count.
Okay.
Let's you know what? I actually right questioned that, whether I could put it as a career thing on my
resume.
And I went, No, I'm not making money. I probably shouldn't put money.
But if you put it there, and then you can start asking investors to pay you.
Oh, didn't now we're that talking. One,
did you? Yeah. We'll head over to Wynyard Financial District of Sydney. We'll get some bankers.
Okay, yeah, we'll bank some people.
This next section I call Hot Shots. Hot shots. Here's the hottest shots of the movie.
Can I do a theme song?
Yeah.
Hot shots. The shots are hot because they're hot.
My first hot shot will go one by one, okay?
Okay.
To get some shots in your head.
I got them.
I love the shot of whilst Pi was under the water and the boat was sinking.
I want to talk about that.
You want to even talk about the boat as a whole and then we'll get back to hot shots?
The boat, like, yeah, that the sinking boat scene.
Yeah. All right.
That pause. Scene, wow. That is probably the most memorable scene for me because I remember seeing this in cinemas with you, Nana mm-hmm. and Pa and Mum. And Dad, I think Dad was there.
Probably.
And we, like, watching that scene, that almost makes you cry.
Yeah.
Like, if you're very easy on the tears, like, if you're a bit of a waterwork sort of person, that's the moment.
Yeah, that
will crack you.
I haven't seen this movie since 2012, so I think it's been like 10 years.
I think you've seen it once beforehand because we do have the DVD.
Okay, let's say it's been like 7 years.
7 years. I
haven't seen this movie for like 7 years, I reckon. And I didn't remember a lot of the movie, but the thing that I remember the most was the boat scene.
Yeah.
Coming into this, like, I know the boat scene.
I know that boat scene.
I loved before shit went insane, him just slipping and sliding on the thing. That was great stunt work or whatever work.
It really was, yeah. It's just actually, that whole scene with the boat is just terrifying. He leaves just in time. Absolutely just in time, because by the time he gets back, room is completely submerged.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And it's not because he left the door open.
No. Yeah. He blames himself, doesn't he?
He does blame himself, yeah.
Which is all his fault, yeah.
It's all his fault. He left the door open.
Because the door was higher than when it was sinking.
Exactly.
So yes. He's chill.
He's chill.
Yeah, that scene of when you see the two dudes on the... on the boat under him. I don't know my boat terminology. Starboard side.
Starboard. I don't know. I'm going to embarrass myself.
Yeah, that's why I'm stopping. And you see them get smashed off. That's when shit just gets real. You know when those two dudes get smashed off the boat by the wave? And you see them just go into the water and he's like, holy fuck.
Your heart sinks.
And the whole... Just him swimming through it as well.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
Who let the animals out? Because that's crazy.
Probably the dad.
No.
No, why would he?
He was sleeping.
How would he? I don't know. Why would they let the animals out, though?
I don't know.
Maybe like...
Actually, that's an interesting thing. Like,
yeah. I don't know. The cook, he got hungry. He's like...
The cook was a scumbag, wasn't he? He was a real cunt.
He was a big cunt.
Yeah.
I don't know who let the animals out. I don't even know if I have an answer for that.
Yeah.
If I'm going to try and answer, I'd be here for too long, I think.
It's a bit of a speculation sort of thing. And actually, Pi asked that question, who let the animals out?
Yeah. I mean, I guess that can add to the thing of like, oh, what he was saying was false and the actual story was the chef thing. Yeah. Oh, it's at the end when he's in the hospital bed and he tells the two stories. So he's just finished up with the whole ocean Richard Parker one, and then he tells the story about how his mum gets killed by the chef.
Yeah.
Which one do you believe?
Obviously, the tiger story.
Oh, man, you're fucked.
Yeah.
No, obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
I actually think that's real as well.
Because he gives more accurate details to that, and then he just skips over how he survived at the end.
Yeah.
Like, they're that far into the ocean, and he just somehow gets to shore at the end of the false story. No way.
He
made it to an island. And NW, survived.
Bro. No way.
No way. Do we want to get back to hot shots?
Last thing about the boat. What would you do differently in that situation?
You know what? I'd probably just like turn the boat around and not go into the storm. You know, I would just go to
check
Canada.
The radar. Check your radar, people.
They didn't check their iPhones. I would have gone straight to Canada instead of America.
Yeah.
Or Mexico. Or Cuba.
Thought they were going straight to America.
Yeah, but they were going to stop and then
go. Oh, true. Yeah. Where were they going to stop?
America.
Yeah, wire.
Did we do this last podcast?
Nah.
Wire.
No, we didn't. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. I probably would have got Doctor Strange's ring.
Yeah.
And just portaled out of there.
Dude, it's so much easier. Like, I said to the... So much nonsense.
I said this to you when we finished the film, but my favourite part of the movie was the end credits scene when Orange Juice, the orangutan, like, portals back into Pyre's living room and says, bro, quick, we got a mission to complete.
Gotta take you to the negative zone.
When
we gotta fight Dumamu.
Pyre's on the boat, and then there's like Richard Parker's about to eat him behind him, and he goes, he's right behind me, isn't he?
I actually can't wait to review some Marvel stuff.
Or when like Pyre finishes telling the entire story, and then he goes, that sounded better in my head.
Oh, it's cursed. That is cursed. Hot shots.
Hot shots, all right.
Shots are hot because they're hot.
Hit me with another hot shot.
The whale shot. Ooh, damn.
That was really nice.
That was jellyfish. Hot.
I find it so funny as well, based whale, because he just he decides to just come out and make it's a like, nice cinematography shot and destroy all of Pie's supplies. Just, what a based whale.
Pie supplies. He had supplies, Pies. But now he doesn't.
And, oh, yeah.
I'm too good at these theme songs.
I liked that a lot.
Based whale.
Man just comes in and goes, fuck you! Makes a nice looking shot, then destroys all of Pyre's biscuits.
Fuck your biscuits!
I'd love to have a remix, like an edit of that. Dubstep over it and it's just based whale just flashing in like epileptic font.
Based whale.
Based whale.
Okay. what's my next thing? Yeah, and also the jellyfish were just really nice as well.
Pretty cute.
I loved when the water was completely still and the sun was setting, orange reflecting with the light. Gorgeous.
Oh,
hit me with one now.
That was gorge.
We're doing a to and fro.
That was absolutely gorge, man.
Yeah. We're doing a to and fro.
You know what? I really liked it when... It's actually not a shot, it's a scene when Pi takes acid and he has that little trip.
Okay.
When he takes that trip when he's looking into the water.
The acid water.
Yeah, the acid water.
That was nice.
He doesn't actually take acid. He's just looking into the water and he's hallucinating. And then he has this moment where he stares into Richard Parker's eyes.
Oh, yeah, the whole... the hallucinating bit. That was cool.
You know what I find just absolutely hard? I was heartbroken this time watching it when old Pye was saying that Richard Parker didn't look back at him.
Yeah.
It's like it makes so much sense that he didn't because it's just an animal. And that was the point. It took so long in the movie for him to realize that Richard Parker's just an animal.
Yeah.
You know? That's the thing with humans, you know, our greatest asset or attribute is our intelligence. It's our greatest tool. And it's what keeps us going with our spirit. But, you know, animals just don't have that.
RP. They just have... It's not about that life. He's based.
Yeah.
He's like the based whale.
It's based whale. But you get what I'm saying? They don't have the soul.
Yeah.
The soul that connects to us. And, you know, it's... I felt very heartbroken at that point when he was tearing up. It was, damn, very heartbroken.
It's a bit like Patrick Bateman.
Yeah.
It's like me.
Hang on, I don't know where you're going with this.
He said, actually, I suppose in the end, the whole of life becomes an act of letting go. But what always hurts the most is not taking a moment to say goodbye.
Oh, dude. That's heavy.
Put that on a shirt and capitalize on that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, get some money out of that, bro.
Come on.
That really hurts.
That's a nice quote, eh?
That's pain.
It is pain.
Yeah.
That's pie.
I would like some pie right now.
Pain without the A and N. Put that on a shirt. Capitalize on it.
Pain without the A and N. That's a Redbubble shirt for sure. That's
and there's just pie on the boat looking out in the
just
distance.
Doing like a gangster sign with like sunglasses on. And
You reckon he's a Crip or a Blood?
He's a pie.
Is it fine? No, he's a pain without the A in the end.
Dude doesn't need no gangs.
I reckon for the description, you know how we always do a description for our podcast? Yeah. Don't even write the three things this week. Just write pain without the A in the end.
We should put that on a shirt. Well, let's make this a shirt.
Let's make it a shirt. Butts to Nuts first official merch. Pain without the A in the end.
I said,
are you okay? Are you okay? Hot Shots theme song.
Oh, we got the finished Hot Shots. Ah!
I love the star shot, whereas the star was reflecting off the still water.
You're my star.
The island was great as well.
The meerkats were cute.
Yes, the meerkats were great. Richard Parker's asshole. The acid, as you said, the acid was really nice as well.
That's where he started tripping, was when Richard Parker shat on him.
Then his mum came into the shot.
See, this is the thing. You need to learn where to not put your commas in your sentences, because it can make things sound dirty.
These balls. I've just got a point here saying old pie chill.
Old pie chill.
Accurate.
Let me have a look. We've actually done pretty well. I think we've had a nice mix of things.
Mr. Richard Parker. You're a poopy Parker. Tiger.
That's such a good song.
What, Mr. Richard Parker? By Wayne.
Wayne. Wayne. Mm. Wayne.
I need a win of some breast milk.
When Richard Parker. Yeah. No, I'm just reading through some things. I think we've covered.
I think the listeners love this. They love audible thinking.
They love.
That's probably 80% of our podcast is audible thinking. 20% is gold. That's what they stay by. Fuck this gold.
Oh, man. This audible thinking is so hot.
Right it's all right. You guys aren't even listening. Just play it and run away.
Yeah. No, I think I'm pretty much. I think we've covered everything that I have to say.
I would love to snuggle up to Richard Parker.
Oh, that last bit when he was on his lap and just, you know, he was patting his head.
That's why he felt so attached to the homie, man.
Oh, they were homies at that point. In that moment in time, they were homies.
Something about as well just having biscuits and water on a makeshift raft just satisfies me so much. I don't know what it is, but just having all your shit in one place, I was like, oh, it's mine.
Yeah, it's mine.
I've got all this collection. I'm barely going to eat any of it.
Don't touch my biscuit collection.
Maybe it's like the inner Jew of me. Just like, oh, it's just all mine. I don't want to use it, but I want it all. That's what I love, man. Yeah. He said he was Jewish as well, didn't he?
Oh, I think he mentioned it, but I think, I don't know.
He's Jewish.
He's Jewish.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Pi's Jewish. Yeah, okay. That's about it. Probably my final quote would say that Journo's cashed up now, I guess.
Yeah, toasty.
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 Shall we?
We shall.
Trivia.
Time. Trivia.
Tobey Maguire was originally cast as the writer, or what? The journalist, whatever, the writer. Ang Lee thought Maguire was too famous for such a small role and would have been distracting.
Yeah.
That is true.
Completely agree. It would have been weird.
He was
Everyone
also
would have been like, Spider-Man, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Peter? Peter Parker? Richard Parker? Oh my God.
Wild.
His dad, this is lore right now, Peter Parker's dad is a tiger.
You've already stolen one of my Letterboxd things.
Really?
Max, we'll just jump to a quick letterbox. Yeah, Max said the tiger has the same name as Spider-Man's dad. And so, yeah, gave it a 5-star. So thank
you. Oh my God, his actual dad's name is Richard Parker.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is the second coming of Richard Parker as a tiger. Because he didn't look back because he knew that Peter Parker was out there saving the world.
Yep.
Boom. Mum has compassion. Dad has choice. fucking Pi has multiple religions. Bro, it is all connected.
Bro has companionship.
Bro. This is an MCU movie.
Yeah, it is. All connected.
So then Tobey Maguire was later recast as Pi's mother. Siraj.
A booger just came out my nose. It just shot out of my nose.
Clean off the podcast. Let it mellow.
It's just going to get
Let
crusty.
It marinate. Siraj Sharma never intended to audition for the film. He went to a casting call to support his brother and beat out 3,000 hopefuls for the lead role.
Wait.
Homie just pulled up, beat everyone. Yeah. Pi's on a lifeboat for 227 days. A good approximation for the number pi is 22/7. Whoa. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
The three numbers that it can be rounded to.
Yeah. The first movie in 7 years to receive the Oscar for Best Director without winning Oscar for Best Motion Picture. The previous movie was Brokeback Mountain in 2005, directed by Ang Lee also.
Wow, Ang Lee. He knows what he's doing.
He is. He's a good lad. He did Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. That was his big one.
That's sick.
And then he moved over to the Hollywood. He went to English movies.
Cool.
We should do Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Next year, we'll do it.
Absolutely. I'm down for that.
Watch, we'll do all of Aang's movies. We'll do an
Aang marathon.
Oh, we'll Aang it.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do that in our own time. And then fuck the listeners.
Yeah.
I got a lot
of
trivia.
You're going to have to wait.
A lot of trivia because I love this movie.
Cool.
But this last one's just, I thought it was really interesting. I couldn't leave it out. The VFX. I fucked it.
Try again.
All right. VFX studio, Rhythm and Hughes, won an Academy Award for this film. This was 2 weeks after they were declared bankruptcy. The main reason was that there was many substance changes without paying for extra work. Ang Lee did not even mention the VFX team at the Oscars. Most of the work in this film was done by this team. There is also a short documentary about this named Life After Pi.
Wow.
I want to watch that after this.
You know what? We could review that doco on this podcast.
We could. It is a short film, so.
I think we will. Hey, let's put it to the question, viewers.
Yeah.
I mean, listeners.
Yeah.
You want us to do it?
Life After Pi.
Yeah.
Imagine that, bro. So.
That's, wow. So a lot of people didn't get paid for the VFX.
Mm-mm. They got. I think I had to work, like, in video game they call it crunch, where they work extra hours and don't get paid for it.
Mm.
So I guess they'll get crunched, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Ang Lee didn't even mention.
Grind.
Letterbox time.
Letterbox. Put some mail in there.
Diamond Bolt, who I watch on YouTube, says, Life of Piss. 3.5 stars. Funny. Matt Nagalia?
Nagalia?
Yeah. Says, oh, no, I already read that one as well.
Yep. Yep.
That was the big quote.
Yeah.
Naughty says.
Naughty.
Oh, this isn't even funny. This one's just serious. Extraordinary adventure filled with eye-popping visuals. It's not a film per se, so much as it's an experience. Director Ang Lee delivers a fairy tale of epic proportions and never fails to astonish and amaze us.
Okay, so I agree with everything. Five stonks?
Yeah.
I agree with everything that person said except for the experience part. Because every film is an experience, but it's a film. You can't say, oh, it's more than a film.
Yeah, you pretentious cunt.
Oh, I'll go Letterbox. I like touching myself. And I'm a voyeur.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a voyeur.
I'm a movie elitist, actually. If anybody likes movies that I don't like, they're silly.
Yeah.
I think it's time for our scores.
Okay, you go or me?
Me, because I deserve to go first.
Go.
I am going to give this a very strong... No, I'm not going to do the Fantano. Fuck that. I'm going to give this 8 out of 10 nugs.
Wow.
I felt really good about this score. It was solid from the start. As soon as we started watching the movie, bang, I was like, this is an 8.
I'm going to bump mine up just a little bit more than you. Just a smidgen.
Yep.
8.5. Ripping off that half nug. Spitting it over.
Oh, damn.
This is the end of the episode. Thank you for listening to the Butts to Nuts podcast.
If you enjoyed the podcast and want to support us, you can do any number of these 3 things.
Number 1.
Tell a friend, a family member, or even a random person off the street to listen to our podcast.
Number 2.
Leave a review. The higher the better.
Number 3.
Follow and support us on our social media platforms, being Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, all with the usernames Butts to Nuts.
Again, thank you for listening. See you next week.